Here are today's speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. I got a joke here from Pete Hansen in Milwaukee, who says, yesterday's sternum joke was the joke of the year. That's one way to describe it. Steve, what's another way to describe that joke?
I don't know.
Thank you, Steve. Dean Hacker sent us a joke from Bloomingdale. Go to WGNradio.com, by the way. Listen to yesterday's joke if you missed it, because that was something. Dean Hacker in Bloomingdale sent us a joke. Lucia did, from Palatine. Thank you, Lucia. Larry Duransky in Chicago. Doug from Sycamore. Bob Corley from Arlington Heights is hoping the check engine light on his dashboard is for something small. Jim Polizzi, Mugless in the Mountains, sent a joke. John Conway from the Johnson Sign Company in Franklin Park, a full-service sign company since 1936. Here's one from Alan Gerstner in Henderson, Nevada. Paul Imes in Wilmette. And Sue Bush writes, I am from Southwest Michigan and have been listening on my way to chemo treatments, and speed jokes have made my day. I'm now cancer-free. Still enjoy listening to the jokes. How about that? So this guy Bernie shows up at the country club with his new wife, who's half his age. His pal says, hey, Bernie, how'd you get her? He said, I lied about my age. The guy said, you told her you were 50? He said, no, I told her I was 90. See what I'm saying there? Hey, Dave, what do you call cheddar that doesn't belong to you?
That would be nacho cheese.
Dave, what football player wears the biggest helmet?
I don't know who.
The one with the biggest head. Come on, Dave. Last weekend's March for Apathy was a big success.
Oh, that's great. How many people showed up?
Nobody.
John, I hear there's a rally in support of procrastination next week.
Yeah, I'll probably go to the next one. Hey, if you arrest a mime, do you need to tell him he has the right to remain silent? This isn't really a joke, but more of a health tip. You should eat dessert between 11:55 p.m. and 12:05 a.m. That way the calories get divided between the 2 days. Think about that.
Hey, John, do you know where I can get a toupee?
No, not off the top of my head. Google turns 26 this month. That's true. So you know what that means.
No, what's that mean?
Leo DiCaprio is going to start using Bing. Sorry, Leo, if you're listening. You own that, Leo. Oh, here's one to honor the late, great James Earl Jones. Darth Vader walks into a record store and asks if they have a copy of George Michael's first studio album. The clerk says they're sold out.
Uh-oh. Then what does Darth Vader say?
I find your lack of faith disturbing.